if there's any information that you've come across that actually kind of scares you, that you kind of, or maybe things that people don't really agree with, or they tend to insult you, or maybe think that you're crazy for even thinking it, this is a place where you can express those kind of ideas and not be judged. So if there's anything you wouldn't normally say on talk radio for fear of that, you can, and I invite you to do so.
Great. Thanks, Vinny. My website is guymcpherson.com. It's called Nature Bats Last. You can find it at guymcpherson.com. No A's in McPherson. I also write a monthly essay for Transition Voice, and that's transitionvoice.com. And I also write periodically for the Good Men Project at goodmenproject.com. I have a book out last month called Going Dark. It's my 11th book. You can find all of my books at my website. And that book reaches the conclusion, the truly horrifying conclusion, that we are headed for human extinction in the pretty near term. And I give a little bit of advice based on that information about how we might want to live as human beings in the world, hopefully as decent human beings. And then I guess the thing that I would say that most people aren't aware of is the malpractice being conducted by the likes of Bill McKibben and James Hansen, who promotes a carbon tax. Bill McKibben, who's a founder and really the identity behind 350.org. These people know that we can't get down to 350 parts per million carbon dioxide in the atmosphere for at least the next 1,000 years. All the science points in that direction. And yet they keep promoting 350 parts per million with their website, 350.org. By the way, 350 parts per million is a death sentence for many, many species on the planet, and also for many human beings on the planet. We aren't going to get there. They keep promoting it as if we can. To me, that's malpractice. I write about this and other matters on my website, guymcpherson.com, and most comprehensively in my latest book, which is called Going Dark, and it's been out for about a month.
Now, these people being derelict in their duties, do you think they're intentionally misleading people because they're getting paid off by banksters in order to promote their agenda, or are they just not checking their facts correctly?
I think that's a combination. They're not checking their facts. And in the case of 350.org, the entire identity of Bill McKibben at this point is wrapped up in 350.org. So his whole identity is going on the road, flying around the world, telling people to stop driving their cars and stop flying in planes to try to reduce the carbon emissions. But that's his whole identity now. 350.org, if he's forced to admit that we are never going to see 350 parts per million in the atmosphere in the entire human experience, what is he going to do? That's his whole identity. That's as rigid, as difficult an identity shock as it was for me when I walked away from the university life that I loved because I recognized that the whole system is fundamentally corrupt. And my most recent book before Going Dark is called Walking Away from Empire, and I describe the situation which had me walking away from a very desirable set of living arrangements at the height of patriarchy, at the height of the white man's world. Here I was making a decent living for doing relatively little work at a university. I couldn't stand that anymore, so I walked away. That's a huge identity shock, and I think that's what people would be faced if they had to turn their message around. It's a difficult challenge to turn your message on a dime.
It's essential, though, isn't it? And I think it's part of being honest, not only honest just in general, but being honest with yourself, because it's all very well if you can excuse yourself and say, well, somebody else lied to me, and they perpetrated fraud, and I believe them, therefore they scammed me, so therefore my personality is fake, right? Because of somebody else's BS. But it's when you lie to yourself, when you're not honest with yourself, that's a hell of a lot worse, in my opinion, because then you've got nobody to blame.
Yes, and that almost immediately goes to lying to other people. How could you not? Once you lie to yourself, it's easy to take that message to other people. And when it comes to matters of identity, I understand perfectly well how hard it is to be honest with yourself about what you're doing and where you're headed and what your message is and the validity of the message. And so changing that changing that means changing your entire identity, changing your whole life. That's tough, because now you're getting to your head and you're getting to your heart. You're not talking about going from one construction job to another. This is tough stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think without suffering, without pain, you don't actually learn any lessons of great importance. Everything else that's real easy to learn, easy to process, has very little value to a large degree. It's when you go through those massive shocks, those huge changes, that's when you find out who you really are in your head and in your heart, because you're forced to actually deal with what's really in your head and your heart. And the rest of the time, most people are just walking around in just flat-out denial because they can't deal with the reality that they are not who they think they are, that their thoughts are not their own.
I couldn't agree more. I interact with a lot of people who are preparing for the end of industrial civilization or the end of the set of living arrangements or blah, blah, blah. And they're worried about the zombie hordes that are going to come. The zombie hordes are already here. Look around. We have an entire zombie civilized world. These people walking around, going from their job to their house, collapsing into bed at night, getting up in the morning, doing the same nonsense as they were doing yesterday, feeding the beast, not feeding themselves, not feeding their own heart, mind, and soul, but just keeping this system going. Why? Well, it's a little hard to tell. But I think it's because we were all born into captivity and we've been enculturated by, quote, normalcy bias in this extremely abnormal period in history.
Yeah, it's an ironic existence, don't you think? And I like grasping the concept of irony because it's a source of much amusement. I see it everywhere I look.
Yes, if you just look around and see what we do now compared to what we as a species or as human animals did for the first 2 million years of our experience, you just got to wonder, how did we ever get this point? What kind of salesman sold us on the idea that instead of working a few hours a week, we should work many hours every day and, in fact, do a job that is so horrifying, so horrible that it makes my wrist hurt so bad I can't even sleep at night because it's all redundant. So we go from this way of living that has each individual capable of doing an enormous number of things, and they're all pretty interesting and exciting, and you're not even working very hard. Mostly you're having fun and making art and interacting with the human beings in your community and getting along with nature and doing all those wonderful things. And then suddenly we go to the set of living arrangements where we're working our butts off and it's killing us, literally killing us and killing the living planet. And we think it's a great deal because we're making $8 an hour? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's insane. And you ask what kind of salesman sold us on this idea? I have an answer for you. A snake oil salesman.
Yes, I think you're right about that.
Incidentally, the Primarch, interesting, you're talking about the Primarchal kind of society here, the peak of the white man, of the Rockefeller oil family, was in fact a snake oil salesman named Big Bill Rockefeller, who was one of the first people to develop a franchise where he would hire lots of con men to scam large quantities of towns in the Old West and kept all the money for himself and then became an oil man.
Some people can see what was coming.
Just regular oil. You've got to love that.
Some people can see what was coming from a long way away and made decisions that enriched themselves and their children. But we're nearing the end of the line now. It's time to start living as if our lives actually matter.